Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
So we're talking about the armor of God, part two. So hope you have your Bible and something to take notes with. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. And we're going to read verse 10 through 18. And so finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Now, brethren means he's talking to Christians, believers. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Right now, when the church needs to be the strongest, the church is the weakest. Really is. The church, as we know it in America, is on decline. Less people have come back through COVID. Carnality, lukewarmness, mediocrity, the progressive church. The church in America is the weakest it's ever been. When we're at a time, we need to be the strongest that we've ever been. So I put out a clarion call today. Let's make sure we get strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So our source of strength is not drugs, it's not alcohol. Our source of strength is God. Amen, somebody? Verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, I want you to see something. Put on the whole armor of God. There are seven pieces to the armor. And notice it says, put on how much of the armor? Whole. So having one piece on for today won't work. Having just two pieces on for today won't work. Having just put on three pieces today won't work. I won't win big battles until I put on all seven pieces every day. I can't be half-dressed. I can't be, I used to say, a Christian streaker. Any of you old folk remember the streakers back in the 70s, right? Okay, so you and I don't want to be Christian streakers. And I want you to realize we're to put on all the armor, not a portion, not one or two pieces, not we pick and choose, but the whole armor. If we want to be effective and we want to be strong and we want to win big battles, we got to put on the whole armor of God. And you will be able to stand against the methods of the devil. Verse 12. For we wrestle not against, so we're in a wrestling match. We're in warfare. That's the struggle you're going through. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, so people aren't our problem. We're not to fight people, but against principalities. Now he's about to list the organization of the kingdom of darkness. If Satan and his minions or demons or fallen angels are highly organized and structured, then don't you think God's kingdom is as well? Amen. Yeah. For we wrestle not against people, but against principalities. These are fallen angels. These are demons. These are minions of the devil. Against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you how much of the armor? Now, that's significant because I think we sometimes think we can get up and just rush through our daily quiet time with God and go out and face the day. We need to be intentional. We need to be, you know, purposeful and not just a couple of people. I'm going to put on the sword of the Spirit and the helmet of salvation. It's not enough. You're going to get beat up that day. You just put on the whole. Everyone say whole armor of God. And you will be able to withstand in the evil day, the evil day. And having done all to stand, verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Now he begins to list the seven pieces of the armor of God. The armor of God is the Christian's fighting clothes. All right, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, verse 15, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Notice, wiles of the devil, evil day, and fiery darts. That's what he throws at you, an evil day, fiery darts. He throws this at you and me and the wiles of the devil. That's his tactics. Above all, take the shield of faith, where you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always, that's the seventh piece. There actually should be a spear here that the Roman soldier used. That's the seventh piece, and it's called prayer. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Now, it's cool, isn't it, the armor of God? I've taught on the armor of God for 40 years, and I love it. Don't you love the visual aid? We bring it out. We do different things. And I love to teach on the armor of God, and I love to dig into it. And, you know, down through the years, I can remember a lot of us, you know, we take it and we say, okay, we're going to visualize, you know, every morning. Then, okay, I guess I'm putting on the breastplate. I'm putting on the helmet. I get the sword of the Spirit. I'm putting on my shoes. But you know what? It's not that at all. It's not the visual of putting on a piece of equipment at all. We've missed it all when we think we're to visualize ourselves dressing ourselves with these seven pieces of armor. That is not the armor of God. We've highlighted the pieces instead of the function. And that's where we've missed it a lot of times, focusing on the pieces and not the function of the piece. Now, the only reason that the Apostle Paul, who wrote the book of Ephesians while in prison, the only reason he used a Roman soldier and his weaponry is to show us we're in a war. We weren't to idolize the pieces. We weren't to just visualize, that's how you put the armor on. I see myself today, I put on the helmet of salvation. Today, I put on the breastplate of righteousness. Today, I put on my shoes, the sword of Spirit. You know, it's more than that. That's not enough. And I've been a Christian for a long time, and I think most Christians don't have a clue how to put on the armor of God. So I want to show you today, make it real simple, real practical, how to put it on and how to use it. Is that okay with everybody? Because I want you to win the struggle you're in. So let's go back over, we're going to go back over Ephesians, this passage of Scripture, verses 10 through 18. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave out the pieces of the armor. And we're going to see what revelation we get from that, okay? So I'm going to eliminate the seven pieces. And I'm going to highlight the function of the seven pieces. Y'all praying for me. I win over allergies. Amen? All right. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. We need to be strong like never before. Need to go deep like never before. And in the power of his might, we need to do our one-year Bible like never before. I read it today. I like the New Testament part, Acts chapter 3. You know, we were at the gate beautiful, and there was a miracle that took place. Finally, my brethren and sistren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Verse 11. Put on the whole, everybody say whole, armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles. So it's the wiles, it's the evil day, it's the fiery darts. The wiles of the devil, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, not natural. It's not a natural warfare. You know, don't get upset. Don't get bitter. Don't take offense by people. There's a spirit behind that person. There's a spirit behind your husband, your wife, your children, your boss, right? There's a spirit behind that person. That's what you're dealing with. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the five levels of the kingdom of darkness. And then it goes to verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you'll be able to withstand the evil day, having done all you know to do, stand. Verse 14. All right, so we have it up here, okay? So you just see, stand therefore, having your loins girt with truth. Notice, girt with truth, and righteousness, truth and righteousness. Say that with me. Truth and righteousness. Verse 15, gospel of peace. I'm leaving out the pieces of the armor, but I'm showing you their function. Okay? So, gospel of peace, faith. Next, salvation, and the word of God. Now, we're going to go back. Let's go back. I'm giving you two guys, two fingers. It's not peace out. It's not working. Okay, let's go back. All right. So the gospel of peace. Let's go back to the very beginning. Okay, everybody say truth, righteousness, gospel of peace. Okay, next one, faith. Say them with me, please. Salvation. And the word of God, okay? So we left out those six pieces there, but I gave you their function. Think about it now. What is the armor of God? It's peace. It's faith. It's salvation. It's the word of God. It's righteousness. This is powerful. I know you're lifelong learners, right? Okay, now watch this. So stop focusing on the pieces and start focusing on their function. The armor is the knowledge of God's word on that particular subject. The armor is the knowledge of God's word on that subject and our ability to apply it. It's not the pieces. I'm going to show you in just a minute that the pieces are not the main thing. And we've made them the main thing for decades. But the main thing is their function. The armor is not the pieces. It's the knowledge of God's word on righteousness, on salvation, on peace, on faith, on all the above, and the ability to apply it. All right? Next, Hosea 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed, not for a lack of armor, for a lack of knowledge. Because they've rejected knowledge, I will reject them. That they shall be no priest to me, seeing they have forgotten the law of their God, I will also forget their children. Oh my goodness. All right, not for a lack of equipment, but a lack of knowledge of God's word. The armor of God is your knowledge on that particular subject, and your ability to apply it in your situation. That's your armor. That's why this year I'm having you, all of us, read the one-year Bible. Because the one-year Bible and your ability to apply what you read that day is arming you for that day. Okay? So, another scripture. Am I helping anybody so far? Revelation coming, I hope. Isaiah 5:13. Therefore, my people are gone into captivity. So not just destroyed, but held captive. Held captive by wrong teaching, wrong believing, wrong theology and doctrine, wrong thinking. Therefore, my people have gone into captivity. Notice God's people. It's not God's will that his people be destroyed and held captive. How do we get held captive and destroyed? Because they have no knowledge on that subject that they're fighting in their life that day. They have no resource. They have no knowledge. They have no revelation of what God says. What is one of our culture statements here? What does the word say? That, my brother and sister, is the armor of God. Not the seven pieces. The only reason he used these pieces is to illustrate to us we are in a battle. We are in a war. But the whole idea is you've got to become skillful in the word of God. Therefore, my people have gone to captivity because they have no knowledge. And their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst. So for a lack of knowledge, Christians are destroyed and held captive, and they lose the battle. Bible knowledge with application wins battles. Bible knowledge with application wins battles. That's why for me and my house, we would go to a teaching church. Amen. To learn the Word of God and how to apply it in daily Monday morning battles. Bible knowledge with application wins battles. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. Everybody still with their pastor today? But let us who are of the day be sober and putting on the breastplate of faith. Whoa, Paul. This contradicts what you said in Ephesians 6. You said there it's the breastplate of righteousness. And now you're calling it the breastplate of faith and love. Oh, I told you, Pastor, the Word of God is man's idea. Here's a contradiction. I mean, he's messed up. What's he on? Because in prison in Ephesians, he says it's a breastplate of righteousness. And here he says to the Thessalonians, he says it's the breastplate of faith and love. And for the helmet, the hope of salvation. But he got that right. Oh, Pastor, what's the big deal? It is a big deal. He's showing us we shouldn't be focusing on the pieces of equipment, but we should be focusing on what the armor function does for you and me. Do you see that? The big deal is not the armor. We've made the armor the big deal, but the big deal is the function of that piece of armor. And here you see that he's not so close on accuracy of the breastplate. The whole idea is you need to know the breastplate and its function and the armor and the function. And when you're armed, what it does for you, it brings faith. When you have on the armor of God, it brings righteousness, a revelation, faith, a revelation, love, a revelation, peace, a revelation, all of salvation, which is healing, which is peace, and it's protection, all that it does for you and me. Are y'all still with me? Praise the Lord. Sure do love y'all. Praise God. We are not to get caught up on the Roman armor. The armor is the knowledge of God's word. The armor is how much of God's word do you know? You don't really know it till you can apply it and get results. I'm going to say that again. I've been here 39 years now. I love our city. I love y'all. And I've heard people say, Pastor, preach something new. I know that. And they didn't know it from a man in the moon. Because I knew their life and they weren't doing it. You don't know it till you can do it and get results. I remember back when Moses crossed the Red Sea, right? Him and I were in college. I worked full-time, went to full-time college. I worked in a factory where they made Kerr jar glasses. You had to run these big presses. It was so hot there in Texas, no air conditioning in the factory. And I can remember when I got hired on to go there, you know, they had a guy training me. And you know what? He didn't leave me until I could run the press, push all the buttons, all the levers, and come out with the glass like he did. He wouldn't leave me until I could do it. Just say, oh, I heard what you said wasn't enough. I didn't know it till I could do it and get the same results he was getting with it. You don't really know a revelation or a subject of the word until you can apply it on your own on an evil day against the wiles of the devil. When everything's coming against you, you're all by yourself and you apply the armor, which is the knowledge of God's word, on faith, love, righteousness, peace, protection, and get results. Then you know it. The armor is the knowledge of God's word on that subject and the ability to properly. How do you use the armor? How do you use it, Pastor? I've heard the armor of God, and we look at the pieces, and we highlight the pieces, and all that's good. It's typology. It's a visual aid. That's cool. We learn through that. But we've made too much attention to the piece of equipment, not knowing the function of it and how to apply it in our daily life. I'm going to show you from Jesus how he used his armor, how you actually use your armor in a battle. Is that okay? Okay. So how to use this armor? Matthew chapter 4. Matthew 4, verse 1. Now, the armor of God is your knowledge of God's word, not your husband's or your wife's or your parents or your best friend or your pastor's. It's your knowledge. How much knowledge you know and you can apply, that's how much armor you're wearing. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Verse 2. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards ahungered. Verse 3. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if you be the Son of God. Now, what is he coming? He's coming with doubt, isn't he? Isn't that what he did several thousand years ago before this in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve? Didn't he come with doubt? He's doing that, nothing new under the sun, against you and me today. He's coming to you and he's speaking. And did you know whose voice he uses? Yours. Think about it. He doesn't use an old growly voice you see in a sci-fi movie picture. The devil, when he comes to tempt us, uses our own voice. And he noticed that what he did in the garden, thousands of years later, he did with Jesus in the wilderness. Comes to bring doubt. What's he doing right now in your life? He's coming to bring doubt. If you're really a Christian, if you're really born again, if you really loved God, if you've really been forgiven, if God really is a healer, if God really could, why hasn't he? He comes with doubt. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Now, I want you to see how the armor from our chief commander, how it works. Verse 4. And Jesus answered and said, notice you got to say, it is written. Notice Jesus wrote it, but yet he still quoted. Right? This is an Old Testament verse in the Bible. Jesus wrote it through man's hand, but yet he still quoted it. So he answered and said, it is written. So how do you use the armor? When you're in a battle, you need to know a scripture and the knowledge on that subject and be able to quote it. It is written. By his stripes I am healed. It is written. That's the armor and how you use it and how it functions. But he answered and said, it is written. He's in the biggest battle of his life so far, Jesus. How do you win big battles? Through Bible knowledge and the ability to properly apply it and get results. So he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every what? Word. That's the one-year Bible. By every word. I'm doing the best thing I can do for you during inflation in the summer, a summer of pain, is get you hooked on the book. Amen. And every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Next verse. Then the devil takes him up into a holy city and sets him on a pinnacle of the temple. Verse 6. And said unto him, if you be the Son of God. Now notice, he's tempting him in another area. He's tempting him in another area. He said unto him, if you be the Son of God, cast yourself down. Notice, the devil knows the word. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands shall bear thee up, lest at any time dash thy foot against a stone. Verse 7. And Jesus said to him, now he's quoting it, but yet he wrote it. He knew what it said, but he still said it. Jesus said unto him, it is written. Do you know what has been written concerning your attack today? Do you know what has been written concerning your children's attack today? Yesterday, my Apple phone, CBS, suicide in children, grade school, is increasing. Jesus said to him, what are you doing about it, Pastor? I'm providing VBS for your kids. It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. This is the armor and its use by our chief and commander. Verse 8. Again, the devil, he just won't quit, right? Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, shows him the kingdoms of the world and the glory of him. Notice, the devil, who is the god of this world? Satan. Who's the god of the world system? Satan. Who's the god of economics? You do know that, right? The money system, who the god of that is? Satan. So, again, the devil takes him up into exceeding high mountain, shows him all the kingdoms of the world, and offers them to Jesus. Now, he couldn't have had them. He couldn't have offered them unless he had them. How'd he get them? Through the first Adam. Verse 9. Is this too much for summer? Okay. And said unto him, all these things will I give thee if you'll fall down. Notice, different subject, different attack. If you'll fall down and worship me. The armor of God, these are wonderful visual aids. But we put too much highlight on the piece instead of the function. Go back to Ephesians 6 and look at the words I highlighted. That's what you need to know. Faith, peace, righteousness, gospel, salvation. And he said unto him, all these things I'll give to thee if you'll just fall down and worship me. Verse 10. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written. He wrote it. Yes. Pastor, I know that, but are you quoting it?
All right.
It's not enough for you to know it. Yeah. Are you using it?
Yeah.
If you're not using it, you don't have on your armor.
Right.
You've got to use it over what's attacking your children, your marriage, your business, your startup, your investments, your health. You got to do no more than know it. You got to quote it. You got to believe it. It's not really, I don't really know it till I can do it without any supervision and get results. Then said Jesus unto him, get out of here, Satan, for it's written, thou shalt worship the Lord your God, and him only will you serve. Verse 11, then the devil leaveth him as our keyboard comes out. The devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Does that help anybody now on the practicality of how you use the armor of God every day? But remember, we said you got to put on the whole armor of God. The whole armor of God. Let me give you some takeaways. Number one, what do we learn today? On the screen, guys, Bible knowledge wins big battles. I've got to get in the Word. I got to get hooked on the book. Pastor, I've missed some days this year. No problemo. Get back up on it today. It's the difference between victory and defeat. Your Bible knowledge, that's your armor, and your ability to apply it skillfully. Number two, understanding. Don't only read it, pray in the Spirit when you read it. Pray in the Spirit because you need more than knowledge, you need understanding. You need understanding. You need to know how it works, just like I showed you a while ago on how to use the armor. Number three, wisdom. Wisdom. Every day, God's word, when we understand it, becomes wisdom. Knowledge is information. Wisdom is proper application. Knowledge is information. Wisdom is proper application. Number four, then proper application. That's what we're learning today. We got to get in the Word. We got to get a revelation of it. We've got to get the wisdom on how to then to apply it and get results. And last but not least, you've got to put on the whole armor of God. Not just this piece and that piece. Well, I favor the helmet. Well, what happens that day if the devil comes against you with guilt? Which he does to all of us. Guilt from your past and shame. That's not going to be enough. You're going to have on as well as the breastplate of righteousness. You're going to need to know who you are in Christ, that you're forgiven. Then you have to renew your mind. You need the helmet. Then you need the sword of the Spirit. You're going to have to say, it is written. Then you're going to need to know the peace of God, your shoes that will come.
Yes.
Everyone say,
the whole armor
of God.
Of God.
I'm done. Get anything, give the Lord a praise, would you? Come on, let's just thank Him right now. Let's just praise Him for the Word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You want greater results or greater respect of the Word. Thank you, Father. Let me hear you all praise Him, okay? Hallelujah. I'm dealing with allergies, but yet I'm praising Him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you for the Word, Lord. Thank you for the Word. Let the church rise up and be strong. God, let us be stronger than we've ever been before at Church on the Rock. Greater passion, greater drive, greater desire, greater fire. Oh, God, stir us up, this great church, God, for these great opportunities we have before us. Father, I thank you for the Word. I thank you for revelation of the armor of God. It wins big battles, God, when we know Bible knowledge and we can apply it properly and get results. Help us, God, to become more skillful in the Word this summer than ever before. In Jesus' name, amen. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Everybody online, you say, Pastor, I'm not right with God. I want to get right with God today. I need God. My life is a mess. I need help, and I'm willing to admit it. I'm out of denial, and I'm into dependence. I need God. Or maybe a rededication. Punch the button on your smartphone, your computer, and pray with us in just a moment. Faith is an act. Here in the auditorium, out in the lobby, the Rock Express, heads are bowed, eyes are closed. No one come to you, but this is your opportunity right now to give God all your hurt, all your pain, all your questions, all your past, all that you're going through. He wants to take it from you. He wants to help you. God is for you, and God has a purpose for your life. Right now, this summer, people without a purpose are going crazy. They're doing weird stuff. Do you know your purpose? Have you surrendered your life to God to find that purpose? Pastor, I want God. I need God. I'm ready for God. I'm ready to recommit my life. No one's going to come to you, but faith is an act. Make a quality decision today. Pastor, pray for me. Lift your hand high. Wave it at me, would you please? Lift it high. Every section, Christians are praying under their breath. Put it up high. Don't waste this moment. There'll never be another one like this one. Put your hand up high. Don't put it off. Don't postpone it. If I reject God, He rejects me. But if I open my heart to Him, He'll come into my life. All right, you can put your hands down. Church, let's pray this prayer together. Say it out loud with me. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and He died for me. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.